the fruit of the Spirit is love. It doesn't say the fruit of Bill or Joe or Susie. Do you understand? It's not my fruit, it's His fruit, but it's living in me, manifested through me, because it's His love. We have everything that we need, the agape of God.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Pastor Bill's study from the Epistle of 2 Timothy continues with the conclusion to the message, Christians are not cowards. Now here's Pastor Bill.
That's the power of God. And listen to the purpose. To Him, to Jesus, be glory in the church. That's us, by Christ Jesus, forever and to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen? Listen very carefully. You, me, Calvary Chapel, we are here to glorify Jesus Christ to a lost, lonely, miserable, terrified, frightened world. But we're not frightened, and we're not lost, and we are not afraid, because Christians are not cowards. Amen? Amen? Not at all. We're the church, and that is the sphere where the glory of God is to be manifested. Glory, not fear, but glory. And here's the thing. Cowardice will make us miss out on what we are privileged to experience in this life. In this life, which is so short. Listen, God has given you, God has given me all the power that you need. You have all the power you need to serve Him. You have all the power you need to be a witness. You have all the power you need, His power, to accomplish God's plans and purposes in this world or in your life. Amen? You have everything that you need. We're not cowards. No, not at all. Matter of fact, what is it, Luke 10:19? Jesus said, I give you all power over the enemy. We don't have to be afraid of him. He's defeated. We're in Christ. Amen? Oh, listen, no, we belong to an unshakable kingdom. Demons, they tremble. Christians don't. Amen. No, no. See, we've got to get this. We've got to really believe this. We have to believe with all of our heart. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy. These last words, he says, listen, Timothy, God has given us power, given you power. We are the church powerful. Amen? That's exactly who we are. We're not the church helpless. We're not the church hopeless, because God is giving us His power. Listen, Christians are not cowards. See, I can turn the other cheek, because I have the power of God.
That's right.
I can forgive those who've harmed me and hurt me, because I have the power of God. I can love people that I don't want to love, because I have the power of God. Do you understand? I look and I say, oh God, you know what? I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of life. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of anything except God. When you fear Him, you don't have anybody else to fear. Amen? And that's what we need to know. Listen, we are a people, and God has given us power to stand firm when the way is not clear. When I can't see far down the road, God has given us power. We're not cowards. Oh no, we have power to cope when life is so dark. Not the world, but we have that. We are a people, loved one, and you've been there, I know I have. We are a people that can be taken to the breaking point in life, but never break. Do you understand? Because we have the power of God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Amen? But in context, really, this is not the power from God, the church powerful. This is the power and willingness for Jesus' sake. In other words, to undergo suffering for His sake. verse 8. In other words, we'll be there in a moment. That's just not for Timothy. That's for us as well. Now, so we are the church powerful. We have that power from God, but we also have something else. We are the church, what? We've been given the spirit of love, if you will. And true love only comes from heaven, comes from God the Father. So we are really, whether you believe it or not, we are the church filled with the love of God. We have all the love that we're going to get. Listen, Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. It doesn't say the fruit of Bill or Joe or Susie. Do you understand? It's not my fruit. It's His fruit, but it's living in me, manifested through me because it's His love. Do you see that? We have it. We have everything that we need. The agape of God, it lives in us right this minute. Right this minute. Romans 5:5, it says, now hope doesn't disappoint. It tells us why. For the love, or the agape, God's love, the supernatural love of God, has been poured out lavishly into our hearts. How? By the Holy Spirit, which has been given unto us. Right this minute, God says, my love abides lavishly in you. Why? The Holy Spirit is in you. His love is right there. All you have to do is let it out. I'm not afraid. Well, if I love people, if I love that person, going to hurt me. Okay, well, you're not a coward. You're going to get hurt in life. Life is not fair. Amen? No. Yeah, I'm going to love you, but look what that person did to me. Yeah, I'm going to love him to death. Love never fails. See, we practice what God says. Christianity is love in action, loved one. Yeah, listen, and love, oh, listen, we're not a loveless church. You know the foundation, one of the foundational scriptures of this church, John 13, 34, 35, that new commandment, that we're to love one another to the same degree that Jesus loved us and still loves us. He says, by this, the whole world, everybody will know that you belong to me, that you are my disciple. See, we have love, God's love. I'm not afraid to love the unlovely. I'm not afraid to love anyone. I'm just going to love them because why? It's God's love. And they need to experience God's love. And if you don't do that, if you don't have love, God's love in you, what does the Bible tell us? It says, you are nothing. Let me read that to you. I like that. It says, though I speak in the tongues of men, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3. If I speak, I have tongues, but if I don't have love, I'm a sounding brass, clanging cymbal. No, you just make a lot of noise, that's it. Though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and have all knowledge, I know everything about everything, but if I don't have love, I'm nothing. If I have miracle-working faith that I can remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. See, when you really believe in your heart, I have the love of God in me. You know what that does? It removes fear. It removes cowardness too. Listen to me. First John 4:18. There is no fear in love. There's no fear in agape, God's love. It says, but perfect love casts out fear. Why? Well, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Love and cowardness, love and fear have nothing in common. Fear cannot be found in love because perfect love casts out all fear. Now, the believer, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear the past. We don't have to fear the present. We don't have to fear the future. And in context, what that scripture I read from 1 John is that we don't have to fear the judgments that's coming, the judgment of God. Romans 8:1, therefore there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The Bible tells us in John 5:24, he said, listen, if those who hear my word and believe in him who sent me has everlasting life, will not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Listen, we have nothing to be afraid of because we're not cowards. But he's given us something else. He's giving us the spirit of a sound mind. And listen, that is also a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians, I think, is 5:23. Now, only the Holy Spirit can give us the sound mind. And a sound mind here is a good translation, but it's not, it doesn't give us the meaning, if you will. It means self-control. It means self-discipline. The word sound speaks of something that is healthy. So we have a healthy mind. We have a safe mind. We have a mind that makes safe, healthy choices. Why? Philippians 2:5. If we obey that command, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Yes. And we're to think like him, act like him. And how do we do that? We get into the Word of God and we renew our minds and so forth. Now, with all of that being said, to Timothy, this beautiful, beautiful passage. In context now, those verses that I read lead us to be in context of verse 8, if you will. And that is courage to face whatever we face in this life. Look at this command. He says in verse 8, therefore, Timothy, therefore, Calvary Chapel, since God has already given unto you, he's not given you the spirit of cowardness. You don't have it. It's not there at all. The Holy Spirit is there. You have love and power, the sound mind and so forth. He says, therefore, since all that's happened, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his what? I love Paul. He's on death row in Nero's prison, and he says, his prisoner, meaning I'm not a prisoner of Nero, I'm a prisoner of my Lord. Amen? He says, but share, Timothy, Calvary Chapel, share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to, or literally, or by the power of God, or the power of God that has been given unto us so we can endure suffering. We are the church powerful, but we're also the church unashamed. Amen? Which do you want, shame or suffering? I don't want shame. No, but we have power to endure whatever we face in this life, no matter what it is. We have the power that is in us right now. Paul says, I'm the Lord's prisoner, Timothy. Man, listen, just share. That word share, be a partaker or join in with me for the good news. You're going to suffer. What is Paul doing? He's transferring his leadership to Timothy now. He says, Tim, listen, I love you, man. My ministry is over, but you are God's man now. You're going to have to walk in my footsteps. And Timothy, you are going to suffer for the gospel's sake. And Timothy did. You know, in Hebrews, I think it's 13, I don't know, chapter 13, 33, it's in there someplace. It says that Timothy had just been released from prison. A tradition, I believe, says that Timothy was stoned to death there at Ephesus, and I could be mistaken on that. But he says, you don't have to be a coward. You're not afraid. You have everything that you need. Loved one, if you search the scriptures, if you go through the Bible, you know, what is God's most reoccurring command? You'll find it over and over and over. Do not commit adultery. It's not that one. Don't steal. No, it's not that one. Don't lie. No, it's not that one. The answer is found over 300 times in scripture. God says, do not be afraid. Don't be a coward. We're not cowards. See, listen, we are inscribed on the hands of God. Amen? He's with us right this minute. Man, you know, who's going to bring a charge against us? We're God's elect. Who would even mess with us? If God be for us, who could be against us? They're crazy. Do you understand? We have it made. No. Listen, you know, don't be afraid. Revolution. We're moving into a time, a season. The world is in a season, loved one. Everything that can be shaken is shaking right now. Our world is trembling. You see, we must be the church unafraid. You know, first mentions are interesting in the Bible if you study those out. In Genesis 15:1, it says, after these things, talking about Abraham, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. Do you know how many first mentions in the Bible is in that one verse? Let me give it to you. The word of the Lord, first mention in the Bible. Vision, shield, reward, first mention in the entire Bible. I am, that's the first I am in Scripture, except with Moses, remember? No, that's in Exodus. Thank you. Did you see how quick I was? Oh man, that's smooth, isn't it? That's like Jeff Ligon. He sends his email. He goes, have a smooth day, you know. One more first mention. Do not be afraid. Now, Joshua 1:9, God says to Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Here it comes. Do not be afraid. This literally means do not be cowardly. Don't be cowardly. Don't be dismayed. Don't be alarmed that we're dismayed. Don't be alarmed. Don't fall apart. And he tells him why. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let me tell you something. The men and the women that God uses, they don't believe that they're strong. They believe that they're weak. They believe that they're so weak they can't do anything unless God does it through them. And that is a, loved one, that is a true word. Warren Wiersbe said this, you can never be too small for God to use you. Only too big. Amen? You need to see yourself as God sees you. You need to, if God says you're blessed, you're blessed. If God says you can't do it in your own power, you need to say, that's right, Lord, but I can do it in your power. Amen? God is looking for a people. God is looking for a church as the word of God is being taught less and less and less in this nation, less and less in the churches. Know how few are teaching through God's word today, the whole counsel of God. Everything is, I don't want to be critical. You know what God is looking for? He's looking for a Zechariah 4:6 people. Where he cries out, he says, oh, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Listen, we do not have to be, nor should we ever be cowards or afraid of anything, no matter what we're facing in this life. I'm not talking about healthy fear. You know, my goodness, we don't want to go out and play in 377 or 820, right? No. But listen, Jesus said in John 14:27, he said this, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give. And then he says, let your heart be not troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Think about that. To have Jesus' peace, my peace I give unto you, is to have Jesus' presence. We have his presence right now. The things in this world, the securities of this world, they are powerless to give you anything, especially peace. Amen? Listen, the world is not at peace. There's no peace in this world. There's not any peace anywhere. Everything is in turmoil. Bill, you're depressing. I know it. And I'm glad it's all in turmoil. I'm glad it's all falling apart. As I say, it's falling right into place. Amen? Jesus is coming. Listen, it's revolution. Jesus is coming for his bride, for his church, and we have to be ready. You understand? No, listen, there's no peace in this world, and I have peace. I have peace right this minute because I'm not of this world, and you're not of this world. And our peace is not based on anything in this world. Our peace is based on our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Romans 5:1, therefore being justified. Amen? By faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's not mad at us. Do you understand that? We have peace. It is a permanent fact, and it can never, ever be changed. Everything's okay between you and God the Father because of Jesus Christ. Now listen very carefully. We must be who we are, or at least become who we are. We are the church unafraid. We are the church powerful. We are the church, loved one, that is overflowing with God's love. We are the church of the sound mind, meaning the mind of Christ. We are the church unashamed. We're not cowards. Christians are not cowards. If you read history, there's a great story, you know, Alexander the Great, who conquered the world, you know what I mean? Died a drunk of alcoholism at 33 years of age. He was so depressed because he had nothing else to conquer. There was a man, a soldier in his regiment, and he was a coward. Every time they went into a fight, he had moved back to the back line and so forth. And his name was Alexander. So Alexander the Great went up to him and said, "Listen to me." He said this, let me just read it to you so I get it exactly what he said. He said he walked up to the soldier who bore the name of Alexander, his name, and Alexander the Great sternly addressed him and said, "Stop being a coward or drop that good name. By his power, his love, his sound mind, may we live up to the name Christian and all that it implies." Amen? Amen? We're Christians. Christians are not cowards. They're not afraid to serve. They're not afraid to give. They're not afraid to go to any nation if Jesus sends them. Are you following me? We are not cowards. The Bible tells us in Revelation 21:8, I believe it is, but the cowardly. There it's used as an adjective. But the cowardly and the unbelieving and all liars have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone, which burns forever. And this is the second death. It is time, as we travel through 2 Timothy, to gird up the loins of our mind, to put on the armor of God. It is time to be the fearless people that God has created us to be. Amen? We're not afraid. We're not afraid if we lose our job. We're not afraid because we know who our provider is. Do you understand? We're not afraid of anyone or anything. Man, now that's real living. And that's only found in Christ Jesus. And if you don't know Christ, and if you won't come to Him, I say this with tenderness and love. That's kind of cowardly. You may be sitting in your car right now listening on the radio. You may be sitting on your couch listening live right this very minute. You may be outside having coffee. In other parts of the world, all over the world, people are listening right this very moment. You come to Christ. You come to Christ now. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed and every Christian praying, if you don't know Christ as your Lord, if you've never asked Jesus to save you, to be the Lord of your life, listen, raise your hand. You don't have to come down here. Just raise your hand and say, "Bill, I want Jesus as my Lord." And then put it right back down. One more time. If that's you, don't be a coward. Put it up and say, "Bill, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life." Anyone at all before I close? God bless you. That's right. God bless you. That's right. Anyone else say, "Bill, that's me too." Listen, if the Spirit of God is hitting on your heart, open it up to Him now. Anyone else say, "Bill, that's me," before I close in prayer? You that are listening live, you that raised your hand, you pray this prayer along with me right now. Church, help me out. You who here lifted your hand, you pray this prayer with me too. Say, "Father, I'm not a coward, because you don't make cowards. So right now, I confess with my mouth, Jesus be my Lord. I believe in my heart that God the Father raised you from the dead. You promised if I would ask Jesus to be my Lord and truly believe, you would save me. I believe. Save me now. In Jesus' name, I am saved." Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning, shall we?
Well, we hope Pastor's study today has been an encouragement to your faith as you go about your daily walk. God's Word is so good. Amen. Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow with more of his series from 2 Timothy. We want to thank you for tuning in today, and may the Lord bless the remainder of your day. So long, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.